Unit 7. Social Issues. Giving Opinions. 1. Is bullying harmful to children?
Bullying is the act of hurting or frightening someone who is weaker than you. It could be by hitting them or by calling them names to make them feel sad. Therefore, I think bullying is harmful to children. Firstly, the student being bullied will be hurt. He or she will feel scared and upset, so they may not want to go to school. Secondly, if someone is bullied, they may feel alone and find it hard to make friends, even in the future.
2. Is cruelty to animals acceptable?
Cruelty to animals means causing physical pain or even death to animals. I don't think cruelty to animals is acceptable. Firstly, animals can feel pain just like us. That means if we don't like being hurt, then animals also don't like being hurt. Secondly, I also think it is wrong because most animals cannot hurt people. So there is no reason for us to be cruel to them. In my opinion, I don't think it is okay to hurt animals.
3. Is pollution getting worse?
Pollution refers to the damage caused by harmful waste or substances to water, air, and land. I think that pollution is getting worse. First of all, pollution levels are increasing in developing countries such as China and India as they try to quickly grow their economies. Secondly, air pollution is now one of the biggest causes of death in the world, with 1 in 9 of all deaths being caused by it. In conclusion, pollution is getting worse and more needs to be done to reduce it.
4. Should schools do more to stop children from being overweight?
Being overweight means being too heavy or fat. I think schools should do more to stop children from being overweight, but I also think their parents should help. Some schools already provide healthy lunches and snacks, as well as regular exercise opportunities. However, I think schools also need to educate parents on how they can help their child be healthier outside school. Schools could also limit the amount of homework so students have more time to exercise at home. In my opinion, students are becoming more overweight and schools need to do more to encourage healthier lifestyles.
5. Is discrimination a problem in Hong Kong?
Discrimination is defined as treating someone or a particular group of people less fairly than others. I feel that discrimination is a problem in Hong Kong. Firstly, insulting Cantonese words to refer to certain races or groups can still be heard on the streets. Secondly, there are many news stories that talk about how people are stopped from doing certain things, such as renting a flat or taking a taxi because of the color of their skin. Although there are discrimination laws in Hong Kong, more needs to be done to make sure we all live in an equal society.
6. Is poverty the main cause for crime?
Poverty refers to the state of being very poor. I think poverty is a cause for crime, but not the main cause. First of all, some of the poor may turn to crime to get more money, but many others also work hard legally to earn a living. Secondly, it depends on the crime. There are many crimes being committed by wealthier people or large companies, such as fraud or tax evasion. Additionally, sometimes it can be the rich that use the poor to commit crimes. Overall, poverty can be one cause for crime, but it is not the main cause.
7. Is fake news a problem?
Reports of events written and read on websites that are not true is known as fake news. With the increased use of social media, there's also an increase in fake news. Firstly, anyone can write and post what they like on social media, even if it is not true. Secondly, many news sites now use exaggerated or sensationalist headlines to attract more readers. However, some people may only read the headline and not the article, which may tell a different story to the headline. Therefore, it is important to not believe everything we read, especially online.
8. Should there be stricter food safety laws in Hong Kong to prevent contamination?
Food contamination refers to food that has harmful things added to it, which can cause people to be sick. I feel that there should be stricter food safety laws to stop food contamination. Firstly, most of the food sold in markets is not labeled, or shoppers do not know where the food is from. Secondly, when we eat out in restaurants, it is not always known where the food comes from or if it is cooked properly. There should be clearer laws to make sure the food we buy or eat is safe.